Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The primary victory in New York yesterday of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over one of the most powerful Democrats in Congress is raising the question of whether Ayanna Pressley, who also has not held federal office, can do the same thing in Boston. Pressley is challenging longtime Democrat Congressman Michael Capuano. WBUR's Fred Tice looks at the parallels between the New York race and the one in the Massachusetts 7th Congressional District.
First, the challengers. Both are women of color. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is Latina. Ayanna Pressley is African American. Both are pledging to eliminate U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the agency in charge of deporting people in the country unlawfully. Both, by the way, happen to be graduates of Boston University. And Pressley said on Radio Boston this afternoon that she's inspired by Ocasio-Cortez.
She has been fearless and fierce in her conviction, and she has challenged and disrupted every conventional narrative about who has a right to run and who can win.
Then there are the districts. Both are majority non-white. The New York 14th District spans portions of two New York City boroughs, Queens and the Bronx. The Massachusetts 7th Congressional District spans portions of Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Everett, and Chelsea. Both districts contain large numbers of immigrants. Immigrants make up 46% of the New York district and 32% of the Massachusetts 7th. Both candidates argue their experiences make them better able to represent their diverse districts. In New York, Ocasio-Cortez was able to defeat incumbent Congressman Joseph Crowley, even though she raised far less money than he. Democratic political consultant Marianne Marsh says Ocasio-Cortez's win is a boost for Pressley.
But Ayanna Pressley got very lucky with the win by Ocasio-Cortez last night because it turned national attention towards her as well. And the question for Ayanna now is, can she capitalize upon it? Can she take advantage of it? Can she turn this attention into more money, more endorsements, and more of an organization?
Yes, says Ayanna Pressley's senior campaign advisor. Wilmelia Rivera says Pressley can accomplish the same thing here by focusing on getting out the vote.
And that's why, for instance, when we decided to send an organizer to the Ocasio race for their GOTV efforts, it wasn't just to support what they needed immediately in terms of their goals for the campaign. It was also to provide a leadership development opportunity for one of our young organizers who's never experienced a GOTV campaign of this nature, right? And it was also to set up a process to for us to recruit some of our GOTV volunteers that we know we're going to need in about 68 more days.
The master of grassroots campaigning in Massachusetts is John Walsh. He ran Deval Patrick's campaigns for governor and the Democratic Party campaign that got Elizabeth Warren elected to the Senate. He's volunteering for Pressley in this race.
They're raising enough money to execute the kind of grassroots campaign. They had a campaign office opening last week over in Jamaica Plain that was jam-packed. And people were going out knocking on doors right then. And other people like me who had some other commitment, we were signing up right then for this coming weekend. That kind of focus on asking people to go talk to their neighbors face to face, that does not require millions of dollars.
There are some differences between the two races. Democratic political consultant Scott Fearson doesn't believe that there is the same anti-incumbent fervor here to favor Pressley that there was in New York.
Her odds are better than most challengers because it is a minority-majority district. She's a woman, and it's a year where that's really important. But I don't think there's that same kind of Bernie Sanders anger throughout the district that we saw in the district in New York.
Another difference, the incumbent in New York seemed to take his re-election for granted. Michael Capuano has shown himself to be a fierce campaigner and is not taking this election for granted. Last weekend, he was in the same place as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, on the border, investigating the treatment of immigrant children.
There are a lot of people, including me, that wonder whether they even know where children and parents are. I'd like to think that they do, but I won't sit here today and tell you I'm 100% confident. I'm not.
Capuano's campaign did not make him or anyone else on the campaign available for an interview today. It won't take a surge of voters to win this election. Turnout in the New York district was only 28,000 votes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.